You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, your host. Thrilled to be with you here today, episode 115. We are ready to make it happen today. We're talking about why now is the best time to start your coaching business. And actually, it's not only why, but it's nine reasons why. We're going to talk about that today. Nine reasons why now is the best time to start your coaching business. Anytime I do an episode on coaching, for some reason, they are the highest downloaded episodes. People are interested in starting their side hustle. If you want the past episodes where I talk about this topic, one was how to fast track your coaching business overnight. It was a while back. Then I did one about how to start a side hustle coaching business. Those episodes, people eat them up because here's what I realize. 86% of people are not content in their day jobs. And what they do is they imagine and they think and they dream about what it would be like to do life on their terms, where you have freedom, finances, and fulfillment. Freedom to go as you please, finances to earn as you wish, and fulfillment to live as you like. It's not just a dream, it's a reality. Certain people that come to mind, Linda Outka, shout out to her, Brian McNeil, all over the newspapers this week as he finally, I've talked about him in the past, hung with that dude, taught him all about business. He now has turned the Shawshank Fallen Tree into artifacts. He's lighted it up all over the media. I'm so proud of Brian. Look, my sister Sarah, who's in the top 2% of all real estate agents in the country, she's killing it. She left her day job. Look, I could go on and on and on, but the point is this. Don't just jump. Don't take the leap. You might think I'm crazy when I say that. I'm not a fan of people just saying, you know what? I'm just going to go after my dreams and I'm going to blindly leap and I don't have a plan. I teach all the time in day job to dream job. You go from prison to plan to payoff. That is the system. You might think it takes longer. It's actually much better. You become the person worthy of your dream job. That's like saying, you know what? You grow into that person. You develop the skills as you do it as a side hustle. I've seen it time and time again. In fact, I'm going to quote a real legitimate study that was done beginning in 1994 in my own home state. I'm referencing this from the book Real Artists Don't Starve by my buddy Jeff Goins. But let me mention it right now because I think it's a fantastic study. This was done at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to say, what is the smartest way for business owners to grow their businesses? Is it better for them? In other words, are they going to be more successful if they stay at their day jobs or if they leave their day jobs? Which is better? Which has the highest odds of success? I mean, don't you want to know that, right? You might be talking with your spouse right now saying, hey, honey, should we, you know, should I just go in and tell the boss I'm done and be done with it? Or should I actually build this thing slowly on the side? Look, to go in and tell your boss you're done, I get it. Some of you, that's what you need to do. You're at the end of your rope, or maybe you've gotten the notice, or maybe you've been whatever. You've been eliminated, the job's done. I get it. In those situations, I understand. But it's a lot safer to say, you know what, I'm going to build a side hustle, and I'm going to grow into the person worthy of my dream job and amass all these skills and talents so that when I make the transition, when I make the leap, I am now a totally different person. That's the way I took. That's the way I suggest for a lot of people, because just having more time doesn't mean that all of a sudden you've grown into the person who's now a killer coach, killer speaker, killer author. I think there is something said about doing it on the side, growing into that person, and I'm going to cite this study right now. So basically, this guy named Joseph Rafi and Jai Feng, I know those are crazy names, it lasted all the way till 2008. So this wasn't just this little study they did over the summer. This was 1994 to 2008. They followed 5,000 American entrepreneurs who either took the leap and quit their day job or kept them. So are you tracking? All entrepreneurs, some kept their day job and some quit them. The results surprised them, defied what we might think of the typical entrepreneurial success. In the end, the more cautious entrepreneurs ended up being the more successful ones, whereas the risk takers who quit their jobs early were 33% more likely to fail. Sometimes it's not the big bets, my buddy Jeff says, that pay off, but the small wins that you get that make the big win. In other words, look, it might sound sexy. It might make a great Inc. article or entrepreneur article to say, you know what, I went in and told the man I'm done and, you know, got to the beach the next day and listed my product online and 10 minutes later, I'm a millionaire. Blah, 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 whatever. Here's what I know. That's like saying, you know what, I'm going to go run a marathon. I have zero training. I have zero mindset. But you know what? I haven't exercised ever. But I'm just going to go run a marathon tomorrow. Look, can it happen? Maybe. All right. Will you make a good time? Highly doubt it. There's something about a person who creates a side hustle and then grows into the person worthy of their dream job. Look, it's the path I took. And I started writing books back in 2004, wrote the first one, second one, third one, fourth one. And you know what? There came a time where I finally decided I'm done. The mental decision happened first, and it was probably in 2011. It only took a year. That's it. It took a year to get super serious, way less than a year to get clients. I got clients like within a month or two, but I just kept sitting there, waiting for the lottery of life, where, you know, my next book was going to strike it big. I wasn't growing into the person worthy of my dream job. I was waiting for luck and chance. Everything shifted, though, when I realized that life doesn't happen to me. I happen to life. Everything changed when I stopped being a victim, someone who lied in bed, blame excuses, and denial, and started to put my oar in the water, ownership, accountability, and responsibility. And I suddenly began to realize that I needed to do life on my own terms. There was no phone call home to mom and dad to bail me out or rich uncle. Like, I had to move from an employee mindset of dependency to an entrepreneur mindset of individuality. And I'm not dissing anybody who's an employee. Trust me, I get it. Most of the world is like that. However, it's quickly changing because we've suddenly realized and woken up to the fact that, you know what? There are no watches that are given at 50 years anymore. There is no guaranteed benefits that are always going to be there for you. Like, it's a myth. And if you aren't awake to that reality, you're going to find out the hard way. And so therefore, that's why I think so many people are loving the podcast on coaching, because they realize, you know what? There is this facade, there is this matrix out there that's blinding me. I mean, when I hear about a man or a woman who's the sole provider of their family, and their job is eliminated, my heart aches, because most of these people have not been in the mindset of updating their resume. Most of them don't have the mindset of an entrepreneur. They literally have to go from person to person to person, company to company to company, and say, hey, pick me. Hey, please pick me. And it's really sad. And recently I've heard about some friends that I've respected for years. I lost touch with them. They were older mentors. But I heard recently, I mean, these guys had very secure jobs. And what happened? They were replaced by younger people. Look, my friends, there are no guarantees in life. And if you believe that your economical future is tied to a company, that is a very faulty line of thinking. Therefore, let's go into the 9 reasons why coaching today is the best time ever, the best time to start ever. First of all, I love coaching as a profession. Here's why. Look, my wife's a counselor. She's licensed in the state of Ohio. She has to do 30 CEUs every single year, I believe, maybe every 2 years. But there's all kinds of ramifications, qualifications, continuing education units, just to remain current. Why? Because you are billing insurance companies. And as a result, because your clients are depending on insurance companies in the medical field, therefore, you have to go through all these hoops. Coaching is not like that. In other words, you get paid if you're a coach, if you're good. Okay. I know a lot of people who, pay $20,000, $40,000, $60,000 for coaching certification. Why? Look, I'm all about having tools in your toolbox. That I'm for. That is the type of certification I like, but not to say, ooh, I went through all this hoops, so therefore I'm a good coach. The market will prove to you that you're not a good coach unless you can get results. Coaching is a field that pays for results. So most of you listening today, you know people have come to you for advice. They recognize that you're an expert in something and they come to you and they might say, can I pick your brain? They might say, can I ask for your advice? They might say, can I bounce something off you? The words are different. But people come to you because they respect you, because they recognize that you have an expertise and they have a need. These are all flashing green lights saying, you know what? You might want to think about being a coach. And the fact that you don't go needing to invest in a 3-year master's degree, $60,000 is a very good thing. That's why coaching to me is such a cool thing for so many people, because they can literally start where they are now if they have a few guidelines, if they have a few structures, systems, processes. They can start this business tomorrow and start getting clients tomorrow. It's possible. I know this for a fact because we have over 100 certified coaches, speakers, and trainers that are part of our group, and they are constantly killing it, crushing it. I love to hear the reports. As a result, let me go into kind of 9 reasons why I think you should start your coaching business now. And these are the 9 reasons I tell our people, okay? So again, if you want to go be a certified blank and blank person, you're certified on an individual, I don't think that's wise. It's up to you. It's your choice. It's your responsibility, your legacy. But here's what I know. I never certify people on being a Cary Oberbrunner coach. Someone please shoot me if anyone ever wants to do that. Why? Because there's one of you. There's one of you in the world, and they're not hiring me. They're hiring you. And you need to realize, you know what? Stop leaning on somebody else's name to get you in the door. Stop depending on somebody else who doesn't even know you, but they grant you their name. And as a result, you think that you're just going to walk in and get all these perks and privileges. That's not the way it happens. If people are hiring someone, they're hiring you. And therefore, it's fantastic to be certified on DISC or certified on Myers-Briggs. I'm all for certifications around certain deliverables. But I don't certify anyone to be a Cary Oberbrunner coach because I think for me, A, who wants to be certified after a bald guy with a girl's name? Seriously, right? Number 2, I have created content and this content changes lives. And therefore, when coaches are certified on the content, they're bringing the content to their clients. That's what's powerful. You keep your own branding, they're hiring you. So here's what we do for our coaches. All right. Number one, worldwide certification. We give our people the ability to go charge whatever they want, whenever they want, to whoever they want, wherever they want, right? Look, you need freedom. I don't want to manage anyone. Seriously, I do not want to manage people. My job is not to be a manager. My job is to be an igniter. And so when I can fire up a team in Uganda and they go make it happen, or a team in New Zealand or Australia, or we have teams in Honduras, we have people all over the place, that's powerful. That fires me up. Canadians, Europeans, Asians, that is powerful. Why? Because you know what? They need the ability to move fast and quick and be able to share this content. The content's kind of like water, you know? And you can have water in a lot of different ways. You can have it iced. You can have it steamed. You can have it liquid. The point is this, it's bringing refreshment to people in need. And you have to be able to use that in whatever form and fashion serves you and your brand. So that's powerful. That's what we do with our coaches. Number one, worldwide certification. That's why the number one reason why I think it's time to start your coaching business now. Look, some of you are in a small town. You're saying, Kerry, nobody in my town even values coaching. Nobody in my town can afford coaching. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, in the headlines yesterday, guess what? The headlines yesterday, Amazon buys Whole Foods. Boom. Now, you might say, well, what does that have to do with anything? I'll tell you what it has to do with things, with everything. The whole world is changing. The whole world is changing. And you have to start thinking that your little sphere of influence is your town or your local networking group or your business, professional business chapter at your little town. Who cares about that? You are now a global citizen offering your services and products to a world economy, and PayPal does the conversion and all kinds of details, all right? We share all those details with our people because you have to realize that you are no longer going from person and face-to-face. You can do coaching on Skype. You can do coaching on Zoom. You can do coaching on freeconferencing.com, and two of the three are free. So you need to think bigger and stronger and better and faster than what you may have been used to in the past. The landscape has changed. All right, number two, what we do with our coaches. We give them total profit. Look, I am so passionate when I hear about our certified coaches, speakers, and trainers going into school systems, going into churches, going into corporations, going into retreat centers, police forces, I mean, you name it. They do the work. They keep 100% of the profits. Look, if you want to be certified on some coaching content, you don't get worldwide certification. You don't get total profits. Run. You're the one doing the work. The certification is simply a tool to make you better and to save you time and to make you not have to reinvent the wheel and to get to transformation faster. Number three, daily support. Look, all of my coaches have me daily. They need anything, they jump in my private coaching group and they say, Kerry, I need a speaker's contract, or Kerry, I need a handout for the deeper path, or Kerry, you know what? I need some soul on fire questions that's going to be a great inventory and assessment for a baseline level with my clients. Anything they need, we provide on a daily basis. It's fantastic. Why? Because we are committed to our coaches succeeding. Our passion and goal is to ignite 1 million souls by 2020. I'm not going to be able to do that on my own. I need talented men and women who have a savviness about them, who have a high EQ, emotional intelligence, who are willing to create side hustles so that they can then eventually go on their own with their own branding, their own messages, continue with the tools in their toolbox and crush it. That lights me up. Number four, video training. Look, anytime I do a book I create PowerPoints, bumper trailers. I create handouts. I create mastermind materials. I create worksheets, templates, guidebooks. Every time I create a book, I basically create an empire around a certain book. I did this for Your Secret Name, then I did it with Deeper Path, then I did it with Day Job to Dream Job, and now I've done it with Elixir Project. And David, my business partner, he helps me, and Abby helps me, and Emily, and Erica, and we have a Brenda and Tim. I mean, we have a team of, and Matthew. I mean, I could go on and on and on. We and Annette, we have a crazy team of people that are just in it to win it. Their passion is to ignite souls. But what we've done is we've created video training so that when our coaches need help, they can dial into those videos, get the access that they need, have the digital assets, have the tools, have the resources, not have to go reinvent the wheel and not do this. Oh, this irks me so much when coaches say, you know what? What's your coaching style? To ask curious questions. Blah, 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 blah. Look, is coaching about asking questions? Yeah. Is it about intuition? Yeah. Is it about emotional intelligence? Yeah. But it's also about a framework. It's about a framework. You and what you might say, what is a framework? A framework is a solution to a problem broken down into simple steps. And I believe that unless you have a framework tied to your coaching model, you're going to hit a ceiling. You're going to hit a ceiling with people that are eventually going to say, you know what? This was great. These were great chats, but I need more. And that's why we create these resources for our coaches so that they have a coaching framework tied to their model so that if their issues for their clients, their coaches are around identity, we help them with Your Secret Name. If it's around purpose, we help them with Deeper Path. If it's around what? Context, right? Direction. And they need to be able to going. They need to be able to turn their passion into a full-time gig. We have dream coaches. We have Your Secret Name coaches. We have Deeper Path coaches. We have people who are trained with a framework that's proven that works. That's what coaching is today. Coaching is a coaching model tied to a framework where you're solving a problem. Sure, curious questions are a medium to get to the deeper level, but you need a coaching model. And that's what we provide. All the assets that we create, it's fantastic. Number five, we provide audio training. Look, since 2011, we're talking 6 years and counting, I have been doing coaching calls. And these coaching calls are all categorized by subject matter. And I help my coaches with every single thing they need, like what should be on my website, Carrie? Or how do you do a coaching call that leads to a sale? Or how do you do a lunch and learn where you're speaking and addressing content and on a topic, and then you have a coaching offer at the end? Every single thing you can think about in the coaching industry, we've created audio calls that our coaches have almost like as this library where they can go and say, no, I got a question on that. I'm going to go listen to that call. Ooh, I have one there. And this is like cutting edge stuff. This isn't, oh, this worked in the 80s. Okay, I was a kid in the 80s. All right, you might not have even been alive in the 80s, or you might have been middle-aged in your 80s. It doesn't matter. We give you easy stuff that you can go to, just-in-time training when you need it, that's categorized, that helps you with the exact situation that you're struggling with today. Love it. Audio training. I always support a military that's equipped. It's the worst thing in the world to have a military that's going to be out on the front lines and they're not equipped to deal with the enemy, the adversary, the battle plan. That's the worst thing in the world. Therefore, all of our coaches have everything they need. They are fully resourced. Everything I have at my disposal, at my arsenal, if you will, we've curated it, we've provided it for them in a way that can be co-branded with their message, their passion, their branding. It's fantastic. Let's go to number six here. Number six, transformational resources. The transformational resources, look, these resources, notice everyone is certified as a speaker, a coach, and a trainer. We are not just creating coaches. We are creating people who are trainers. They're your secret name trainers. And we've had certain people go in and create, actually into women's prisons, and they've done your secret name training. We've had other people do it in men's retreats. We've had other people take entire sales forces through the deeper path where they learn how to become a master in the art of living. We've had other people, companies hire us who've had people that they've needed to eliminate their jobs and they're bummed, but they don't want to leave them hanging. So what they do is they put them in a dream job boot camp. So now they can actually tap in rather than jumping into the next thing. They pair up with one of our dream job coaches, and our dream job coaches lead people into articulating and clarifying what they want as their next chapter, their next gig in life. It is fantastic to see people come alive in these new ways, and the same transformational resources that people hire me and our team and our staff for, we are also supplying all those things with coaches. So you are not just reinventing the wheel. You're not saying, well, you know, I got a proposal that I have to present to a company. I have no idea what to put. Not at all. We have quarterly trainings as well, believe it or not, where we go on live and all of our coaches from across the world can jump on and we do role playing. We do best practices. It is absolutely fantastic. Number seven, why now is the best time to start your coaching business? Again, do I want you to be one of our coaches? Well, we have an application. We only open it up four times a year. And sure, I want to consider your application. We don't just take anybody. But I'm saying that when I went out to create a coaching, training, speaking program that would certify people on your secret name, deeper path, day job to dream job, I knew that we needed to make this a killer program, including marketing resources. So every one of our coaches gets a listing on our websites where when people go right to the homepage, they can click a button, go to one of our coaches, see where they are in their geographic region. They can read their bio. There are links back to their website. We stand behind our coaches. We support them. We build them up. Now, is it important that they also are out there believing in their side business? Absolutely. Look, we teach people to be entrepreneurs, to think like that, to really build something amazing, just like all the people that I cited in the very beginning. These people make it happen. They need to be resourced. They need to be equipped, but then they go out and make it happen. And we're all for that. We're all for people who are intuitive and people who are excited and people who are passionate and people who want to take action. If that is you, if I'm speaking your language, number seven, marketing tools. We actually provide all of our people with the same stuff we do. When I go on speaking tours, when I go across businesses, when I go travel down to a certain area, and the whole way there, stop and speak at this place, stop and speak at the next place, stop and speak at the next place. You have all the content that I've created and you can market it and customize it to your own liking and branding as a certified coach, speaker, and trainer. All right, let's go on. Number eight. All right, promotional partnerships. Promotional partnerships. Again, I've shared that we love our coaches, our speakers, our trainers. I promote them so often on my Facebook page, on my social media. When they're doing events, I do a big shout out to them. Look, the coolest thing in the world is when I go to my internet sometimes certain week with certain weekends or weekdays, and I look and I see people that are doing events all over the world. This happened months ago, where actually it was in the wintertime, and you know I got asked to go speak certain places, but I wanted to hang with the family for that season. I didn't do a lot of traveling during that season. And instead, I just basically told our coaches, like, hey, you do this. You go take that event. You go take that speaking engagement, these types of things. And you know what? They did. And I remember playing with my kids the whole day. And we had a nice family day on a Sunday. And that night, I went to my computer and I saw, wow, this event's happening in New Jersey. This event's happening in New Zealand. This event's happening in Mississippi and Arkansas. And it was awesome. And I believe in abundance. In other words, I don't believe the story about the early bird gets the worm. What do I mean by that? In that little lame story about the early bird gets the worm, I know your parents might have said it to you, or your grandma, your aunt, to try to get you out of bed. It's a horrible story. Here's why. In that story, everybody's competing. There's only one worm. The early bird gets the worm. There's one worm. The early bird gets it. He or she is competing with every other bird out there. And if I win, you lose. That's a very scary way to see the world. It's a scarcity-minded concept of the world. And I will tell you that the people who are truly wealthy, not just the people who have money, but the people who have money and joy and peace and love, those type of people in the world do not believe the early bird gets the worm story. They believe that, you know what, there's a ton of worms out there, and you know what, if I help you get some, you may help me get some too, but even if you don't, there's enough to go around. That's how we treat our coaches. We treat our coaches in such a way that we actually, and here's proof of this, we create for our coaches actual licenses that they can, when they run their own programs, when our coaches run their own programs, they can resell at a very reduced rate our programs. So now, let me just give you an analogy here, because this will take a little bit of explaining, but it's pretty cool. This is only within the last 12 months. So if we sell our online program, like Your Secret Name 5-Week Journey, or the Deeper Path Coaching Cohort, or Dream Job Bootcamp, when we sell those programs on our website, those are all $297, right? But when our coaches, who are certified on that content, if they want their people to go through all of the videos, all the coaching calls, in other words, they don't even need to think up all the resources. We provide it for them. If they want to resell to their clients the Dream Job Bootcamp, the Your Secret Name 5-Week Journey, the Deeper Path Coaching Cohort, what they do, let's just take 10 people, right? 10 people, and let's say that they are going to lead a live 10-week coaching program with the Deeper Path. They would charge their people, we suggest $497. That's very good. $497 for a 10-week coaching group experience. Very fantastic. Now, if they want to do all the teaching, all the training, and try to do all the coaching in 10 weeks, that's totally up to them. They can absolutely do it. 10 times 500 is $5,000. That's pretty good to do 10 hours of work and get paid $5,000. Not bad. But if they want to also include a license so that each one of their attendees gets the Deeper Path coaching cohort, 10 sessions, special website portal, recorded coaching calls, and then they provide the coaching live, which we suggest, right? Either virtual or live. Then it's only $97. So they would essentially write us a $500 check and they would keep the other $4,500, or they can do all their own training as well and keep the $5,000 and not write us a check for anything. But I'm just saying, for the people who want their clients to have the video training, the recorded coaching calls, the digital membership portal, we provide all that. That's brand new. And our coaches have been loving it because their clients feel like, wow, I'm getting a really good deal. I'm getting this 24/7 access for life on this content But then I also have my coach with me here who will help me through the 10 sessions. And you know what? Our coaches love it. And they run multiple cohorts. And that's not a bad side gig. Okay, that's a really good side gig. Again, we provide all of our coaches with that. It is awesome. That's number 8, right? The promotional partnerships. And then number 9, the last reason why I think now is the best time to start your coaching business. We call it global community. Global community. Look, all of our certified speakers, coaches, and trainers, they are part of a global community. And many of these people now have begun to do combined speaking tours. So that was so cool the other day when a bunch of our ladies actually formed a speaker summit and they went out and spoke on fantastic topics. And many of them, the ones that were certified by us, they didn't need to come up with their own content. They co-branded it. They shared it in a way that was them. They weren't regurgitating our content, but they had the assets, the digital assets, the training, the equipping that they needed. And we connect you to a global community for life. This isn't, hey, you need to re-up every year. This is for life. You are a certified speaker, coach, and trainer. And you can, again, keep 100% of your profits. It's a coaching business in a box, but it's not just a box. You have daily access to us too. So that's the crazy cool thing. Some of these, quote, box programs that you've seen over the years, you don't have access to anybody. You can't ask questions. You can't ask for help. It's you against the world. Not at all. We support our Igniting Souls team, like I just said. Quarterly trainings, daily access on Facebook. It is fantastic. So where am I going with all this? I'm going because we have a waiting list. We have people who say, next time you open your coaching opportunity, Carrie, please, please share. The process is super simple. It's a little application online, and we let you know within 24 hours or less if we think that you're a good fit. And so today, this podcast is going out. I'm going to launch it on, I believe, June 20th. I'm going to leak it out, and we close our teams on June 27th. So if you're listening to this, you know, at some other time in the world, you can still apply, but you won't be able to get in. You can still apply, but you'll be on the waiting list. But if this is between June 20th and 27th, first come, first considered, let's call it that, first come, first considered, we will review your application, let you know if we think you're good fit, you're a good fit. I will get on video with you in what's called a fireside chat. So this isn't just like, oh, here's all the data, make a decision. We will walk you through the next week, giving you more information, talking about examples, seeing if this is a good fit. And if it is, we will get on a fireside chat. You can ask any questions. You can, I'd love to help you, and we will get you started. And it is a great time to start a coaching business. The risk is zero. Okay. So there's zero risk. The economy is ripe for it. The landscape is just ready. You need to have a backup plan wherever you're employed. Even if you are an entrepreneur, it's great to have a tool in your toolbox when you need to do more coaching, speaking, and training. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. I had an absolute blast today. Obviously, I'm passionate about this. Why? Because it is how we are going to ignite 1 million souls by 2020. If you need anything, let me know. But this is episode 115. So if you go to carrieoberbrunner.com/115, we'll put all the links in the show notes, okay? Or go to carrieoberbrunner.com, just the homepage, scroll down. You'll see that we have little buttons called your secret name, team, deeper path team, and dream job team. And when you click that, you can apply. And again, if it's in this open period, great. We'll review your application, get you rolling right away. If it's not during the open time, then you'll have to be on the waiting list. But get in line because, again, we only open it a few times per year. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. And next episode, we are going to talk about how to set fire to your business and brand. Cannot wait. That will be episode 116. Be a soul on fire, as Ferdinand Foch says that the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.